Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Yedid Navshi, Rabbi Yisrael Daniel Ben Shenadina, Rabbi Yisrael Daniel Wernick Shlita, Shad Abracha V'Atzlacha V'Chol Ma'aseh Yadav. And also for my sweet friend, Rabbi Yonah Kluger, he should be Zochem Rit Hashem, to Abracha V'Atzlacha V'Chol Ma'aseh Yadav. In the Medrash, in Bereishis Rabbah, Parsha Memches, Oz Beis, the Pasuk is quoted from Eov. Perek Yotes Pasuk Chavav V'achar Uri Nikfuzos U'mipsar Echazeh Lokai, that after I pierced my skin, after my skin was stricken, they pierced this, and from my flesh I perceive Hashem. And the Medrash relates this to Avraham Avinu, who said that Hashem would not have revealed himself to me had I not performed the Bris Milah. What is the connection between performing the Bris Milah and Hashem revealing himself? Everything has a point of life, of vitality from Hashem. So we have to remove the external husk, and then we can reveal the nekuda of spirituality in everything. Everything in this world has spirituality, as their Rizal teaches. Shenikar orla dechafya bris. This is called the orla, the foreskin that covers the covenant, the bris. Uvuhusar orla, we remove this orla, mimela mizgala nekuda, automatically the nekuda of chiyus is revealed. And that's what it means, vayera elav, God appeared to Avraham Avinu, shenizgalo apnimius shayibatzmuso nispev nechse koidem amila. That was revealed now to Avraham Avinu, the pnimius that was covered before the milah. That's why, after Avraham Avinu circumcised himself, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself. So at the end of Lech Lecha, we have the Brit Milah of Avraham Avinu, and in the beginning of Parshas Vayera, God reveals himself to him, and they're obviously connected, the Medrash is connecting them. Because by removing the Orla Dechafya Bris, by removing the foreskin that covers the covenant, we reveal God in all areas of Bria, and that's what it means. From my flesh, I'm able to see God. By removing my foreskin, I'm able to observe God in all parts of creation, this Nekud of Chiyus that gives creation life. So it says about the Bria, time after time, God saw it was good, and then on the sixth day, it says he saw it was very good, everything he did. I'll call in Evraim, and this Re'iyah lasts forever. And give existence to my Sibaratius, like the Ramban says in Parashas Bereishis, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Dalet, that when it says the word Amira Vayomer, that brings things out into creation, into actual, it actualizes potential, the potential of the creation, brings it out lefoal. But when it says Re'iyah, Re'iyah is the Kiyum, that it gives it continued existence. So it says when God saw it, it means that God gave it continued existence. And this is connected to one who knows this. All the chiyus of the world, worlds, comes from Hashem's hashgacha. But the eyes of God are always on it. So what does it mean, the eyes of God? God sees it. God sees it means God gives it kiyum. If you're zoche, then if you remove the orla, then you can see that it's really God behind everything. The atheists and many professed believers don't see it. They don't see Hashem behind everything. But a person who, like Avraham Avinu, who properly did the Bris Milah and had the Schus, Hashem reveals himself to him and he shows that this Ma'inikud of Chiyus is giving creation its existence. So God saw everything he did, meaning he gave it Kiyum. And then if you're Zoche Vayera, God will appear to you and show you that he's giving it kiyum. And like it says in the Rambam and the Mora, the more you believe in the Hashgacha, the more you see it. That's why after the Bris Milah, after removing the Orla, Avraham Avinu was zoche to see how Hashem is behind everything. Hashem is hiding in this world. Olam Milashon Helem. And the word Tov is existence, like we have the Gemara and Bava Kamen and Dalid, that it says that in the second Dibris it says Tov. I keep it aveim, it says tov, that gives it, that means it wasn't broken. The first difference, it doesn't say tov, it was broken. Tov is existence. Vayar, if God sees it, that means he gives it existence. And memela, it's tov, it's good, because good lasts, and what lasts is good. We're now going to skip to Vayera, the year Tav Reish Lamed Dalet, the shtickle that begins Be'elonei Mamre. Be'elonei Mamre shenasen lo eitz ala mila, in the area of Mamre, in the field of Mamre, God gave, because why does it say Be'elonei Mamre? Why does it tell us where he is? So Chazal teaches, Rashi brings, that Mamre was the one who gave him the Eitzah to do Bris Milah. So what's this great praise of Mamre that he told him to the Bris Milah? Because what does he care? What does he care either way? And why is this written? What's it coming to teach us? They understood that through the Milah that Avraham Avinu has a special covenant, he and his seed will be to Hashem, separate from all the nations. And Eshkol dissuaded him. They weren't in favor of him doing the bris, because he thought it would separate Avraham Avinu from everybody else. Aval Mamre Hamin ki kach tzarech lios. Mamre believed that azoy darv zayin, that's what it has to be. She'eno kedai lizdamos eilav. V'hiskim imo. Av shiyada shiyisrachek al yidei zeh. V'al yidei zeh dafka zoch liskari v'nigla b'chelko. Mamre believed that that's what it has to be. Even though this is going to mean that everybody's going to be different than Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu is going to be separate from everybody. So don't think that Avraham Avinu is going to stay like you and that's the way it's supposed to be. No. He knew that now Avraham Avinu is going to do the Bris Milah, and now he's not going to be similar to Avraham Avinu, and he told him to do it anyway. Because of this, he dafka was zocha to get close to Avraham Avinu and to God. And God revealed himself to Avraham Avinu in the chelik of Mamre. Being merachik himself by distancing himself, this is dafka what gave him shaychus to Avraham Avinu, paradoxically speaking. I think when he was distancing himself by telling Avraham Avinu to do the Bris Milah, he was harming himself. No, he's in the end benefiting himself, because now he was closer. God revealed himself in his area. The way to do things is to be mevatel yourself to Klai Yisrael. Tzorach ligmor v'daito. You have to decide. Shemiyah kavod shemayim yoseh b'chavero u'mevatel atzmo v'chol asher lo. That if kavod shemayim will be more in his friends, and he's going to be mevatel himself and everything he has. As if you see that there's more kavod shemayim coming from other people, you have to mevatel yourself to them. By the ziyocholim so mokum tam, and then you have a place. So you want to have a place, be mevatel yourself. You want to come close, be merachik yourself sometimes. Meaning he said, oh, Avraham Avinu, be different, do the Bris Milah. That's what brought him close. He saw kavod shemayim was going to come from Avraham Avinu. That's all that he cared about. That's what it says. Mishemamayit kavod atzim, amarbo kavod shemayim, kavod shemayim misrabe, ufodim misrabe. If you're mamayit, your own kavod, and you increase, you diminish your own honor, and you increase the honor of God, so the honor of God is increased, and your honor is increased. Even though, again, paradoxically, by minimizing your own honor, you would think your own honor is decreased, but it's not true. Your honor is increased. When you increase Hashem's honor. Binyan Akedah Kachna, next shtickle. Please take your son. Rashi says, Eino Aloshim Bakosh, it's a request. Nirikim Yachashev Ticho B'Yitzchak. Yikari L'chazara, since he promised him that his seed is going to be with Yitzchak, Never Loshim Bakosh, it was told him Loshim Bakosh, perish. Shabikash Kodesh Baruch Hu Menashim Cholo Amatana V'Shealei Elo Allah. God was asking him, do me a favor. Be mochel this matana that I gave you, and bring him as a carbon. So that's the great praise in this nisayan. Shlonemer lo b'loshin tzibu, it wasn't said in loshin of commandment. Rakim chafetz b'darvazel, only if you want it. Ravino havasel l'kaim rotzen amalkam malch b'sim chasel l'shoch ta'am. Ravino, in his love to be mekayim the rotzen of Hashem, went with simcha to shecht him, even though it was against the promise. But he said, I don't care. I just want to do what Hashem wants me to do, and I don't care about my own personal benefit. Uksiv yechidcha shebevadei yochal ahamin, kitein lo ben acher, it says your only son, so I'm revealing to get another son. K'moshenosan lo, zeh leisik nasu, just like he had this one when he was old. Avalomer lo, kein lechol ben Yitzchak, Rak Yitzchak, the only son you're going to have is Yitzchak. That's what it says, your only son, b'yichidcha, she'aleh lo'alein, she'bring him as an olah, b'ofen she'no sein, es kol zeri so b'kedezu. So when he was shechting Yitzchak, he was shechting the entire Jewish people. V'chol zeh kibel olav b'simcha. And yet Avraham Avinu was still makabel everything b'simcha. Beautiful. So, we should be zochet, it's Hashem, b'marv b'kavet shemayim, shalom shalom, hopefully we have a lot more to do, hopefully we'll do it. Shalom shalom, sweetest and beloved friends.